The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
The Kingdom and the Tribesmen, of course, going head-to-head in Croke Park this Sunday, both hoping to get their hands on Sam Maguire. Galway have been waiting 21 years to win the All-Ireland, while Kerry, not quite as long, but a long time for Kerry. They haven't won since 2014. We sent our own reporter, Josh Crosby, to his home county, of course. It would have been cruel to send him to Galway. We sent him to Kerry to give us a taste of the hype building up for the game.
I think it just brings everyone together because everyone's supporting the same team.
Yeah.
Like, you just talk to some random person because you're supporting Kerry, so.
Yeah.
The Kingdom is green and gold with bunting and flags draped on every corner as Kerry goes in search of their first All-Ireland win since 2014. Beating the Dubs with a dramatic free in the blistering heat cemented their place in Sunday's final.
Now, Shawnee O'Shea, steadying himself on the run-up, strikes the ball, hits it with all his heart. Where does it go? It's over!
Ecstatic Radio Kerry commentary in the semi-final. Six of the current team attended Pubble Skull in Roscana in Kenmare, and Shawnee O'Shea is a teacher there himself. Principal Dermot Healy tells me about the sense of pride in the school.
Sure, it's fantastic. It's real tribalism, green and gold everywhere, particularly in the greater Kenmare area. It's fantastic, like, you know, so we're thrilled. Yeah, with so many players, so many past pupils from our school there. It's great.
I can safely vouch for Pubble Skull in Roscana, being a former student myself. You're dedicated to your books, your extracurricular activities, but how does one school go about instilling a culture that develops so many players on the same Kerry team?
Yeah, I suppose, look, there are different age groups as well. They probably won't thank me. I won't name the oldest or the youngest. But, look, we've always had extracurricular, as you know, Josh, in the school, whether it's musicals or whether it's sports, athletics. GA is very strong. It's huge in Kenmare and in the greater Kenmare area, Templenough, Tussist, Kilgarvan, you know, all of those areas. Benon. We're lucky, I suppose. We had very dedicated teachers involved in GA for a number of years, and then we had to go outside for some outside coaches, and we were lucky to find Tom O'Connor in Kenmare. He was a selector of the Kerry team in 97, and he instilled a kind of a different attitude into it. And, like, all these players are coming through now. He's hallmark all over them, so it's great, like, you know.
And a man that kicked a free that will go down in the history books, Shawnee O'Shea, he's also a teacher at Pubble Skull in Roscana. Yeah. What's that like, and for the students as well?
Shawnee's a role model, like, you know, for all of them. And, you know, if you know him, he's a very humble sort of person, but he's always given back what he got out of football, I think, as well.
And I know if I was still in school under your watch, sir, you'd definitely be making us support and back this team. Why do you believe it's important to encourage young people and children to come together for occasions like this?
Sure, look, it's part of being Irish, isn't it? It's definitely part of being Kerry. Look, there's nothing better than going to an All-Ireland final with your own county, but to have so many of them from our parish is just amazing.
Many in Croke Park will feel they have a personal connection to the team through school days, work or friendship, but for family members, the excitement and nervousness for such an event is palpable. I took a drive out to Templenough, where I met with Mike Crowley, whose son Gavin will be togging out on Sunday.
There's a great buzz going on at the moment. I suppose it was slow. I suppose people didn't want to do anything before the semi-final. Once the semi-final kicked off and we won it by that fantastic point by Shawnee, things are moving along nicely. Yeah, plenty of buntings and plenty of colour coming up and a good bit of excitement.
And what does it mean to have your own son involved in the team?
Oh yeah, sure, it is great to have anybody involved in the Kerry GA setup. As you know, there's four fellas from Templenough, and I suppose we're very proud of all of them. We can't kind of highlight one over the other. But look, it is a great occasion for myself and for our family. Yeah. And hopefully we'll go all the way now this year.
What will the feeling be like now when you're sitting in Croke Park on Sunday and you're looking out at Gavin involved in potentially the first All-Ireland winning team in a number of years?
Yeah, it will be fantastic. I suppose it is something that, for his own personal point of view, he aimed for that for years and years and years. So look, it'll be great to see it come to fruition at last.
And how are you feeling now? Are you confident?
You'll be excited. Confidence. Yeah, I've been involved with football and all the lads involved with football for a long time. You'll be hopeful. You can't be too confident. But I think coming from Kerry, you always think you're going to win anyway. But look, we know we're long enough involved with football that anything can happen on the day. But look, I think now at this stage we're due one, I think.
You think they'll get it over the line?
I think we will, yeah.
Yeah. What will Crowley camp be like now over the next couple of nights leading up into Sunday? There'll be plenty of rest, and you won't be giving him too much heavy farming here, will you?
No, there's a lot of Crowleys around at the moment. I suppose the big thing, well, Gavin is his own cocoon with Kerry, but the rest of us, it's trying to get up there. What do we do? How do we get accommodation? You know, there's plenty of excitement and plenty of other things to kind of distract us at the moment. Plenty of buzz around the place. Everybody looking for tickets. Hopefully now we'll have a good couple of nights now next week. And please God, look, everything will go right and all the lads will come out hale and hearty out of it.
Gavin Crowley's father, Mike, giving a feel for what this game means for the local community. While I was in Templeknow, I met with devoted club member Timmy Clifford and his son Tighe to hear their predictions on the match.
We have Tighe Morley, Gavin Crowley, Adrian Spillane and Killian Spillane.
What does it mean for Templeknow to have so many people involved with the Kerry team from the one area and with the neighbouring rivalry club of Kinmare as well, lining out side by side?
Yeah, it's massive for our club and it's massive for the area. In fairness, it's great to have the two boys in Kinmare involved as well. Of course, we'd be rivals playing each other, but on Sunday all the boys will be together and doing their best for Kerry, and I'm sure they'll bring it over the line and bring Sam home.
And Jack O'Connor's third time now at the helm. Has he got the magic touch for Kerry, or how influential is he in the success of the team?
Well, I suppose, you know, to be honest, this is his first year back in charge again, and he's gotten to an All-Ireland final. Hopefully, if he wins it, of course, it'll be he's a great manager. He's been around the whole country managing teams, and anytime he's been involved with Kerry, he seems to bring the All-Ireland, so let's hopefully he can do it again on Sunday.
And you're going up the road to Dublin yourself. Will you be bringing Sam back down with you? Are you feeling confident?
Oh yeah, we'll be all, there's a big crowd going up. We'll be heading up Saturday evening, Sunday morning in the train, and I'd be fairly confident that we'll be bringing Sam back on Monday back to the kingdom.
My name is Tighe Clifford and my age is 9 and my club is Templeknow.
What position?
Forward.
Forward. So you're bouncing in there, you're scoring the points and the goals.
Yeah.
What do you like about football?
You get trophies and medals.
That's the main part, winning, is it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think Kerry will do on Sunday?
We probably might win.
How would you cheer on the team, or what advice would you have for them if you were in the changing rooms?
You just get lots of points and goals. Up Kerry!
Over in Killarney, I met with Eileen O'Callaghan from the Falcher Bar, who's been welcoming home Kerry teams with hospitality since the 60s.
I have fed them, I have bedded them down. It was always a pleasure to do it.
And there's a personal connection to the Kerry team as well?
Oh, we have the Spillanes, Killian and his brother, Edwin. Killian is very popular with my family. I won't explain anymore.
Yeah.
He's very
He has a few friends amongst the family. But even having that personal connection now on Sunday when you're watching the match, it means a lot more as well.
It certainly does. I have always had an interest. Always went to the All Ireland. Always took the family in the back of the car. That time the restrictions weren't as strict. You put them all into the back and hit for.
Load up. All roads lead to Croker.
And two nights in Dublin, that was their yearly holiday.
Yeah.
And so many times the cup came home the following night with us.
Well, you'd be feeling confident and you'd be on the edge of your seat?
I'd be on the edge of my chair. I will.
And there'll be celebrations here in the Falcher.
Oh, they will go on for a week. I should hope so. We should get in a few extra battles.
Consideration is given to every move in the lead-up to a final, with all eyes on the prize. One man making the journey to Croke Park a smooth trip for the team is Mike Buckley from Kerry Coaches. His son Johnny captained Kerry in the past, and Mike is hoping to have an extra passenger in Sam on the return to the kingdom.
There's a great buzz around, Josh. I mean, say, you can see the flags everywhere. I see a girl over at the round about this morning selling Kerry flags. They're downtown. There's a great buzz. I was out at Kerry Airport this morning, actually. There was a flight landed with people coming home from England that are going to the game. There's just a lovely, lovely feeling about the place and a feeling of confidence, I suppose, really, that this Kerry team eventually are going to reach their pinnacle and reach the Holy Grail and get over the line on Sunday. A bit of nervousness as well, obviously. As you know, we drive the Kerry team. We'll have the lads on going up on Saturday for the game on Sunday.
Talk to me about the mood on these buses now. I'm sure on the way up is very different from the way down. They probably have the headphones on and it's all silence on the way up.
Yeah, well, I mean, say, every guy has his own routine, so a lot of the lads would they sit in the same seats, they listen to their music, they're in very much in their own zone. Really, Sunday is the big day, you know. Once the coach starts moving towards Croke Park, you have the police outriders, you have the sirens going, and the fans are just cheering them on. Obviously afterwards, it's just total elation. I've been in dressing rooms, obviously, that All-Ireland winning dressing rooms, and they're incredible places to be.
And the way home then, boisterous and cheering.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, there might be the odd point or two thrown in as well. So that's all part of it, you know, yes. That's all part of it. This is our chance. This is our big day.
Confidence, pride and hope fills the Kerry air as All-Ireland final day approaches. Two counties are hungry for a win and the supporters are right behind them.
Oh, you just see all the Kerry flags everywhere. So good.
Yeah. Will you be heading up to Croke Park yourselves?
No, we'll watch it here, Killarney. Don't go out.
Just here, selling hats, scarves and headbands at the Reek roundabout here in Killarney.
It's green and gold, but you have some maroon there as well.
I have been maroon because it takes two to tangle, they say. And I have a good scarf there with Galway v Kerry, All-Ireland final, everything did and everything. But the only thing I haven't got on it is the score, so we know Sunday evening the score.
And what score do you reckon will be on it?
Kerry by 3 points.
My name is Saoirse O'Sullivan and I play with Dr. Crooks.
So how are you feeling now about Sunday?
Very good. I'm very excited. I think we have a good chance. Everyone's really excited, especially since the last match and everything, you know.
My name is Colin Cronin and I'm 9 years old. And I'm from Killarney.
How are you feeling about the All-Ireland final now, Kerry versus Galway?
Very excited.
How will you be cheering them on now?
Off Kerry.
Hi, I'm Katie O'Connor, I'm from Kilcommon.
And what's the atmosphere like in Kilcommon now in the lead up to the All-Ireland final?
Oh, electric. You see the flags, you see the jerseys, the teddy bears in the jerseys. It's just mad. We're all buzzing now.
How do you think Kerry will do now against Galway?
Oh, they're going to win. They are going to win.
You're confident?
We're very confident.
You'll be out celebrating so for a week after.
Oh, a month. A month after.
All right, Katie is confident. We'll find out how confident they are in Galway a little bit later in the show. And we will get the expert view as well. So stay with us. Thank you to Josh Crosby, our own reporter.